Welcome, everyone, to the 2020 Weed Management Tour at Rochester, Minnesota. I'm Ryan Miller, and Lisa Benkin will be joining our tour shortly. We really enjoy the opportunity to give folks a tour of some of the work that we do, our research and demonstration work here in Rochester. We both have the large day tour as well as some of the smaller tour groups that we typically bring through every season. But with some of the restrictions in place this year, we weren't going to be able to make that a feasible option. And so we wanted to still give people a chance to take an in-person tour. And so to do that, we're going to use much like you would have a self-guided nature trail, or if you've ever been to a museum where you can scan a QR code and get some narration about whatever statue or piece of art you're looking at. We're going to use kind of a similar methodology today to do our in-person tour, because we know people do enjoy the chance to get out in the field and see it for themselves and kind of get their hands dirty, so to speak, and look at things. And so we wanted to be able to do that in person. We will follow up with a more in-depth virtual tour, which will allow us to kind of share more of the data we collect throughout the season, as well as introduce some of the previous experience we've had with some of the products and management strategies we've looked at over the course of the past several years. So you'll notice a few things different this year with our tour. We're at a new site here in Rochester, a little bit smaller than our old site, but we're still after those same educational objectives. So we're looking at different weed management strategies and kind of both doing some research as well as a demonstration of different ideas. And then kind of after those same educational goals, show you what we're learning and give you some experience with some of these products and strategies. And so with that, the other thing you'll notice, we don't have the prolific populations of giant ragweed or water hemp like we did at our old site. So those aren't currently big management issues at this particular site. But we do have some unique opportunities here. So we do have a high presence and population of woolly cupgrass, which is kind of a unique weed. It can provide some interesting challenges, in particular in systems where we aren't using the Roundup Ready trait. And so we'll make mention of some of those things as we tour around the plots today. But also here, we do have a pretty high prevalence of common lamb's quarter. So a nice population of that, and that's always a challenging weed for most farms in southern Minnesota. And so we have that at a significantly high presence. We also have populations here of velvet leaf, as well as some common ragweed and some other odds and ends. But those are going to be kind of the major species we have to take a look at today. Things to note, in general, we were planted timely. Although due to some of our logistical considerations early this spring, we did not get quite as planted quite as early as most farms in southeast Minnesota, but we were timely nonetheless, and so we do have to make that note. We did receive adequate moisture throughout the growing season, and we did receive timely rainfall, so we did get pretty well good activation with some of the products we put on pre-emerge, our residual chemistries. And we've included within the printed tour report today kind of a timing of the rainfall as well as some of those amounts. So you can take a peek at that and in reference to some of the treatment dates. So for the procedure today, I'd encourage you to grab a tour report from the mailbox. On the first page of that tour report, you're going to find a map, and that overhead map will indicate where the different tour stops are that we'll be looking at today. So you can use that to kind of guide yourself throughout the different tour stops. At the various tour stops, then, we're going to have a QR code that you can scan. And when you scan that, you'll get some narration with observations we made and different notes. And feel free to use as much of the narration as you want or as little. Again, it's just kind of an added feature here. In the tour report, you'll see the different products that were applied, the different timings, what the rates were. And all the plots are signed too, and so you can look at the sign, and a lot of that information is going to be right in front of you. So if you're more interested in just kind of taking a peek at things, look at the sign, look at the plot, feel free to do that also. You can use that tour report then to make any notes that you might want to make. And so, again, that tour report includes all those details on products, rates, and timings. And then take a look at the plots as we go through. The narration is available if you'd like to use that, but you would not need to. The last thing we really want to mention today is that we do take these plots to harvest and do some late season weed evaluations as far as what's present at the end of the season. And so we'd ask that you do refrain from stampeding through the plots. You know, you can pull apart the canopy and kind of look inside the plots, but we want to try not to disrupt the plots so that we can do those late season weed evaluations as well as take these to yield. And so, again, feel free to walk around, take a look at things, and we really appreciate your willingness to come out and do this self-guided tour. And thank you for being here.